This is the podcast Derby of Pop Culture Effect, episode 10. And this is Brian. On this week's episode, we have a special one. I'm actually not going to be here. I'm just doing a quick introduction for you. We have Sam and Vanessa. This past weekend went to see Jurassic World and are going to give us a pre and post reaction to the movie. So I'll be playing this for you here. You'll hear at the beginning part, it'll be the thoughts that they had before they went in the movie, what they're hoping for, and then, well, I'll let Sam explain. So enjoy.
All right, so we are about to head over to the theater to see Jurassic World.
Woo-hoo!
And I'm here with Vanessa, and...
Hello.
Hello. So before we go see the movie, let's talk a little bit about what we expect to see, whether we expect to enjoy it or not, or just any thoughts you have on it.
Well, you know what? I purposely, because I knew you were going to record this, did not... go read any reviews. Normally I go read reviews and then I decide not to go see the movie and just wait for it to come out on video. I'm aging myself.
Well, on VHS tape.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, on VHS, so I can go to Blockbuster and rent it. I kind of just expect to be entertained at this point. My only takeaway right now from the trailers would be we have made it through enough, not that this is exactly a sequel, but we've made it through enough Jurassic Park movies that the, you know, previous villains are now the good guys. So the raptors.
Like we've wrapped all the way around.
Exactly. It's the inevitable, you know, the villains from all the, like Terminator, you know, it's
yes.
Like turned and the only one we haven't seen that happen with is Aliens. That would be funny though.
Oh,
somebody could do the alien genre.
But the Predators did.
That's true. Predators. Around. Yep. Predators wrapped around. So it's kind of reached
it's an
that
inevitable conclusion.
Inevitable twist.
Yeah.
That they all introduce, which is not really a twist anymore, in my opinion. But so I expect to be entertained, and that's really all I'm looking for at this point.
So I am really excited to see Chris Pratt's Raptor Bros, which are made out to be like a
dogs.
Pack of ferocious hunting dogs.
Yes, I've got two upstairs,
and I don't know what to think about that because hunting dogs are like really terrible thing. I mean.
No, not really. I mean, hunting dogs are not, they wouldn't eat you per se, let's just say. But like a pack of raptors, I could see easily turning on their owner or trainer, so to
yes.
speak, and eating them, that they are perfectly considered a food source.
Well, he's the alpha, so they wouldn't,
oh, yeah.
unless they saw
That's
him
right.
injured, they wouldn't.
I wonder that about my dog, though, too. Maybe.
And then the other side of this is, I'm curious to find out how, like how do they continue this whole idea after? So the last couple nights, the previous movies have been on TV, and I've been kind of watching, and it's this idea that, so we really fucked it up the first couple times, but like this time we totally nailed it. Like, how are they gonna clear that to say that? This is good this time. We know we screwed up in the past, but we've got it worked out.
I think the bigger question is, like, who could you get to insure you legally? I think
like,
it
who's
going to
insure this,
right.
this dinosaur theme park, right?
Because by this time, it's X. Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of my thought is, like, who
like
would
the
actually.
The liability would be really high.
It'd be too high. Like, who could take it on? Maybe Bill Gates. I don't know. Something along those lines. Kim Kardashian. Maybe she has enough money now, but.
We're gonna put you in this inflatable, this glass sphere with the tigers. All right.
Yeah. We see how that worked out for what was that guy, the trainer?
Yes.
They got mauled.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. Sorry.
Good times.
I'm just saying. That's what can happen when we put you in a glass sphere.
With wild creatures, and this time they're like genetically engineered. To be even more incredible.
Now that we talk about it, I think it's going to be really funny, actually.
So I've heard that it's scary.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
And we'll see. Like, we'll be our own judges.
Right.
For how scary that goes.
It takes
but
quite a lot to scare me. But
the headlines I've seen have been, like, puts the teeth back into the Jurassic Park themes.
That's got to be suspense more than,
yeah,
you know, like what's behind.
Because the first movie had a lot of pretty intense stuff.
Yeah, the first movie, but it was really groundbreaking.
And
I remember
seeing
those.
And the other ones were
just
action.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so much scary, I thought.
True, I would agree with you.
There was a lot of stuff I was watching the last couple nights. I just didn't remember it, but it was like nonstop, one action set piece to another. Broken up by heart-touching moments with exes and children.
Was there a third? I'm trying to remember. Was there a third one? They all kind of run in. I remember Jeff Goldblum and
there was Lost World.
Oh, that one where he had to go find the son.
Yeah,
number two was Jeff Goldblum, and then
Sam
came back
to find the son.
The son. That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's always like, all right, there's kids. We have to save the children.
I'm waiting to see if any kids bite it. That'll depend
finally,
how many
the kids bite it.
Yeah, how many stars it gets depends on whether someone has the balls
enough to put that
in there.
I guess they won't even do random kids, right? Like in the theme park.
Maybe, but I bet it's going to be mainly adults. Yeah. I bet you mainly adults. So.
Well, to our sadness and dismay, there probably won't be any kids dying.
Probably not.
We'll come back after the movie and discuss what we think afterwards, the post side of this pre-post review.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. We just got back from the theater.
That was hard, not talking about it on the way back, by the way.
We made a pact to not talk about the movie on the way back. So here we are.
Spoiler alert, by the way, because I'm not going to...
We're not
going to
hold back.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep any secrets.
It's all out.
What'd you think?
I had fun.
It was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Definitely entertaining. There's nothing... I mean, there's really nothing new. I don't know what to say. They all have the same general plot, you know? Shit goes wrong, and the only difference is, like, this is a super dinosaur that gets out versus just accidental things going wrong. I thought the first one, I think, was very clever. It was a very, very truly kind of realistic thing that could have happened. A huge storm comes in. Knocks out
the generators.
Yeah, exactly.
Fences go down.
Guy decides he's going to sell because he's a disgruntled employee. But, you know, this instead is like, okay, we've spliced the DNA and now it's just some super predator. And
yeah, so
smart.
How has InGen not been shut down? How are they still in business? Because it seems like they make lots of really bad decisions that cost lives.
Wait, isn't that... That's not who created the park. That's just like the military contractor.
No, InGen created the park. They were the original company. They were the company in all the movies. They created all these parks.
See, I thought it was like the government contractor that was doing the...
They just have lots of businesses.
Wow.
Lots of
obviously
elements in the organization.
I would think by now they'd be shot down. Except perhaps they keep getting military contracts for the military uses of these animals, as is implied highly in this movie. And God knows, we throw good money after bad in those cases. So I could see where they could still get enough money to survive.
I love the concept. Okay, so I'll say that what bothered me most about this movie is that it was like every action movie trope.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was telegraphed from the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
all the way through. And the way they introduced characters and introduced plot elements and introduced the villains,
right.
It was all so...
so much,
so
like,
obvious,
formulaic. Yeah.
Formulaic. There was nothing subtle about it. I mean, to the point where the lady who runs the park, she's going down the elevator talking to herself, explaining what's about to happen, and then she says, "I'm Claire." Just so you know what her character name is, she tells you...
What's a good way to introduce
flat
her?
Out what her character is.
I think more movies should do that. So
just every character walks in and gets a, "Hi, I'm Jack!"
Yeah,
I'm the protagonist. And
let me explain my role in this movie. Yeah, I agree. Everything was formulaic up to the point where you see at the very end, you know, them sort of leading up to the how the creature is going to be killed. And it becomes fairly obvious. I mean, it was technically obvious from the moment you see that creature that this is going to be, you know.
But they introduced, like, all the dinosaurs to you, so you know who's going to be involved in the fight later.
Right.
The only difference in this movie from the others was that the dinosaurs fought each other. Like, the humans were completely ineffectual in every respect.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it's all solved and summed up and resolved by the dinosaurs fighting each other.
But it kind of was in the other ones as well, where the humans kind of get away because, I mean, think of the original, where they get away because the T-Rex comes in and then attacks the raptors and, you know, they're able to escape during the confusion. So,
but you've got, like, the villain dinosaur.
Right.
The indomitable or impenetrable. Indominus. Whatever he's called.
Indominus, I think
Indominus.
It was.
Indominus Rex. Right?
There's another movie where there was a really stupid name like that. Like, they gave it a stupid name.
Sure.
I'm just like, I can't remember what it is. So I want to make fun of it, but...
But that's just the trope. I mean, it's like, we're going to give our dinosaur some really crazy marketable
stupid
name.
Meaning he's indomitable, whatever.
Invincible, right. I mean, there's all sorts of things that come up.
Yeah.
So... He's the villain dinosaur, and then they introduce the raptors and the T-Rex and the swimming giant dinosaur. So you've got all the pieces in play.
Right.
And then you've got, okay, so the raptor, the raptor bros, by the way, who are named BCDE, Blue, Charlie, Delta, Echo.
Well, because they're military, because they're being looked at for military applications. So.
I think it was more like sciencey. Like, you know, these are our animals, and we're giving them. You know, they are series B, C, D, E.
I actually think it's the
because the military wasn't behind that.
Yeah, like, InGen. Yes, they were.
No,
looking
because
to do it as a military application.
Owen was training them from birth.
Uh-huh.
He didn't even know about the military application until they came in the movie and said, this is for military.
We're arguing about the names. And
yeah.
That's
but,
really kind of not so arbitrary.
I realized, though, that they named them letters.
Yeah.
And there's no A because Owen is
the
alpha.
Right, exactly. He's the alpha.
And he goes, Blue's the beta.
Yep, Blue's the beta. Who wasn't named Beta.
Who wasn't named Beta.
But is
we could have named him Beta, but then Beta would have been confusing.
That would have been
that.
Very
that's
confusing.
The whole reason why they did that, I am sure.
So, yeah, I think it was very formulaic overall and predictable. The effects, of course, are great.
The only effects that bother me are the practical effects. I'm not so into the practical stuff when it looks bad. So, like, when the brontosaurus, whatever the large herbivore, is, like,
dying
and they're stroking its neck, and I'm like, that looks really not great.
Well, it wasn't
bad. I mean,
it wasn't like Land of the Lost.
The animatronics were pretty good.
Yeah.
But it just, the movement was a little fakey.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't even know how one moves totally how one
we know totally how they
totally
move realistically, and that was not like the CG
totally
ones
wrong.
Moved great in this one.
Yeah, I like how those CG ones
it was kind of like robotic
it yeah but that's so
but
that
I
was
don't
kind of
take
minor
the practical effects down. It was just the CG was
great,
really cool, probably would have been good in 3D. We didn't see it in 3D. Yeah.
And a few little like shout outs to the original movie, which I liked.
I liked when they went through
the
old park.
Yeah. the old park.
That I love that. So you know, the whole urban spelunking thing, uh-huh. like the overgrown park. I thought, oh, that's really cool. But I mean, it's only been 20 years. I guess 20 years could do that.
Is that 20? When was the first one?
That was one of the first things they said was, you know, it's been 20 years since the original wow. park opened. And this park has been open for 10 years.
And has it been open since, when was the first movie out? Back in the 80s? Late 80s?
It was late 80s. It was like 89 or something.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I see what their timeline does make sense. Wow, that much time has passed. I'm old man. But anyway, moving on from that.
No, let's talk about how old you are. No, because I saw the first movie. It was like probably eighth grade, I guess.
Something like that, yeah.
And I saw it several times in the theaters.
So several times. I know. Who didn't see
that?
At least
twice.
That was amazing. For back then, that movie
stunning.
Was, yeah, that movie
I mean,
was
that
utterly
was, that was one
amazing.
Of the first movies that made me feel like it was real.
Yeah,
like they're walking like under the
with
legs of the walking dinosaurs, and you're like,
and that field
this is,
and
does not feel fake at all.
So, hang on a little bit, Riley.
We've got a guest, so we're just.
Hi, Riley. We're just finishing recording. Yeah. So the movie was, I think it was entertaining, but it was too formulaic. And I don't know that I have much more than that. I mean, I think some of the stuff was fairly stupid with the whole raptor pack being like dogs, like hunting dogs that you could take out and hunt.
And
what would have been the purpose to that?
Yeah, what are you hunting? Like,
yeah,
what's the
I don't
point
understand.
Of
what was the whole purpose
of
training them in the first place?
And the
place?
Clicker training cracked me up.
Yeah, it's true. My dog's not even clicker trained. Could,
well, they're very smart.
Use... yeah, what are you going to use them for? Search and rescue? And they bring back half a body.
We got hungry along the way.
Yeah. So anyway, that just... That
and the whole, like, the Owen... Chris Pratt's character,
yeah,
and Claire, and I can't remember her name. It had like Houston in it. That cracked me up. The relationship between them.
Well, it's again like any of the. It's so much like every Jurassic Park movie that is out there. You've got the kids that are the primary, because of course you have to have children.
You have to have children,
yeah,
because that's the real danger.
And it does. It just follows the same storyline. Every single one of them has had kids. Every single one of them has had the bad villain dinosaur and
the bad villain
and like some sort of like good dinosaur
and
comes
the guys,
along and yeah
like,
oh
like,
yeah
like, if it's not a military guy, which it was in
it's
at least
a
one
science
of the
guy
previous
or
movies, it's a science guy or a tech guy.
Yes. So anyway, I just they're all basically the same. It's I'd love to see somebody do something so off the mark with the Jurassic
Park. Well,
they kind
of did it when they had the Tyrannosaur in LA. When they brought it back on the boat.
True.
That was like breaking out of the.
That did. But that was kind of like King Kong, so. I mean.
It did feel a lot like that.
It did to me. It felt very, very King Kong-y. So, I don't know. I'd like to see something completely different. I like to
like no dinosaurs, like a Jurassic Park without dinosaurs.
No, I
want to
see the dinosaurs,
just giant
but
insects.
Just like this. Oh my god, that would actually, that's not a bad idea. Giant insects.
That would
insects.
Freak me out a lot more
that
than dinosaurs.
That would freak me out a lot more too. But anyway, we're dragging on.
So,
what's your wrap up?
Dragging on. Okay. for like 5 minutes. I like I said, I found it entertaining. And I am sure people who go see it will enjoy it.
It is a good summer. It's a good summer blockbuster. Time waster. Get out of the heat.
It's been modernized well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still nothing new. Like, they're still hitting all the same notes. And
exactly.
It's, for my taste, since there was nothing subtle, there was nothing I had to figure out. It was all very much... Like, it's right here on a platter.
Right.
And...
you don't have to think too much, yeah.
Yeah.
Mindless entertainment,
very
really.
Mindless entertainment.
Yeah. I agree. I concur. How many stars out of 5?
3. Solid 3.
I swear 3. I guess I would have to give it, just because I love the effects and dinosaur movies in general and sci-fi, all that type of stuff, so... I'll give it, you know what? I'll give it a good middle of the road, 2.5 stars.
But you're going down. I thought you were going to say.
I was going to say 3. And
the special effects were good.
And they are good, but 2.5. Yeah, well, it's just because of the non-ingenious. There's no ingenuity. There's nothing new. I have to kind of temper that with, yeah, great effects, great action, etc. But
okay,
it needed more teeth. You'll get that when you watch the movie. You'll understand that reference.
All right. Till next time.
Till next time.
This has been our first pre-post review, and let us know what you think. And I'm sure me or Brian will fill in the end. There's something else here. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Brian, one last time. So thanks to Sam and Vanessa for doing a great show. And if you have any thoughts, comments, ideas, feelings about this week's episode or any future episodes, go ahead and email us at pop@podcasterbia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook or Twitter at Podcasterbia. And as always, check out our shows. Look for Podcasterbia on iTunes. Several shows there for you to download and listen to. Give us iTunes reviews. We like those as well. So that's it for me this week. Again, thanks to Sam and Vanessa. We'll see you next time.